In southern Iraq, there was no major violence today, but U.S. forces remain poised on the outskirts of Najaf. They're facing militiamen loyal to the radical Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr. Sadr does not have the support of the powerful Shiite establishment in Najaf or nearby Karbala, but NPR's Anne Garrels reports that most of the leading Shiite clergymen remain strongly critical of the U.S. occupation.
In the Shiite city of Karbala, Grand Ayatollah Muhammad Taqi al-Mudarresi made the first public comments by a leading Shiite cleric since the Sadr crisis began. He refused to criticize Sadr, who's essentially holding the Shiite leadership hostage in Najaf. Instead, he expressed sympathy for his opposition to the occupation, and he warned the U.S. to stay out of Najaf.
It's possible that blood will be shed, and the U.S. might succeed on the military scale, but the damage that will result for the occupation forces is greater than any limited military success they will achieve.
Like Najaf, the city of Karbala is considered holy because of the many shrines to Shiite martyrs. And like Najaf, it's faced problems from Sadr and his militia, who are competing with the Shiite establishment for power. People here fear him. During the recent Shiite holiday, pilgrims were wary. They anticipated violence. The police were nowhere to be seen, and Sadr's militia took over much of the city center. They've since largely disappeared, but there are still regular nightly confrontations with Bulgarian and Polish forces on the edge of the city. And fear has not gone away. Ali Al-Janabi is the news director for Karbala's new independent TV station. 3 weeks ago, masked men broke in and forced them off the air.
It was only sabotage. They didn't steal anything. They just sabotaged stuff, the equipment that we have in the TV station, you know, by firing on the equipment we have in the TV station.
Once the tape recorder was safely off, Al-Janabi acknowledged it was probably Sadr's men seeking vengeance for the station's coverage, but he was too scared to say this publicly. At the Al-Ambari Hotel, which caters to Shiite pilgrims, manager Abbas Ayikal says business is terrible.
We are very, very tired from this situation, because very bad from our city, from our country. We need peaceful. We need freedom. We didn't need another Saddam's.
That's how he sees Muqtada Sadr and his militia. He adds he would not say such things to the Arab satellite channels Al Jazeera or Arabiya, knowing full well they would be broadcast back to Iraq and his life could be threatened. Abbas is grateful the U.S. overthrew Saddam Hussein, but he says the occupation's handling of the situation since has played into the hands of people like Muqtada Sadr, who appeal to the poor, the unemployed, and the dispossessed.
Job important from any guys in the world. If his pocket is empty, he didn't think very well. When he hungry, you can't told him about the freedom.
And even if Sadr represents only a minority, it's a dangerous one. And the Shiite establishment is concerned as anti-Americanism grows, his support will grow with it. If Mudarresi's comments are a true reflection of other leading clerics, they remain unhappy with the U.S. and U.N. plans for Iraq's future. He argues the caretaker government the U.N. has proposed will not have legitimacy. And as long as the U.S. retains a veto, the more dangerous the situation will become.
Any country can be occupied, and then the occupiers can say this country is not qualified to administrate itself, so we will run it. Who decides whether we are qualified or not? We think the security problem is because of the political problems.
A year after the occupation began, Mudarresi says security just gets worse, concluding it's possible conditions will deteriorate so much the U.S. can argue there will never be a good time for elections to be held. Anne Garrels, NPR News, Baghdad.